hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Monday, folks. Why don't I get excited when I say Monday? I don't get excited because for a lot of folks, it's going to be another week of the same old stuff. At any rate, it is the 8th day of May, 2006. Coming to you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. Well, I was looking for the people from Central Texas to be up there at the deal this Saturday in Crawford. And, well, first, let me put the positive spin, you know. You know, I don't see where it's better to put a positive spin on something like the mainstream media does or our politicians, but we'll give it the positive spin. It was really great, folks. There were so many people out there, you could hardly hear the speakers. That's not true. There was about 300 people that went out to Crawford, and thank you, folks, very much for showing up. But what I noticed was there was only about 1% of that crowd out there that actually came from Central Texas. And I was amazed. I was seeing T-shirts, and I was even actually hearing some of the speakers speak. There was a talk show host up there that moderated that thing. I forget the guy's name, but this guy is a stone's throw away from a neocon himself. So on the aspect that, yes, they came under one tent to hear the message about the illegal immigrations, of which that I give 100% applause. What I have a problem with is then people getting split off and then politicked to death. I mean, I actually saw a guy out there with a the No Spin Zone T-shirt on, our friend on Fox News. And I'm hearing the speeches. And I heard one guy say that, well, John Cornyn, he's from Texas and he's a good man. And that's what I almost whipped my head around so fast, folks, it almost gave me whiplash. I almost hurt myself. But the positive aspect of that is there are people that were underneath that tent that came from different political origins, I guess you could say, and they are against at least one thing. Now, collectively, if you boil them all down, I don't know what they're for, but I do know what they're against. But I do want to ask the question of you Central Texans here, where in the heck were you? Oh, and I know what I'm going to hear. Well, it was supposed to rain. Yeah, we hit thunderstorms going up to Crawford, and we hit thunderstorms coming back. But I think we got about 15 raindrops on our heads when we were out there, and we were out there for the entire afternoon. We arrived right about 1 o'clock, and we left after 5. Terry Anderson, by the way, gave the most rousing speech out there, and I do appreciate Terry coming in for that. That was something. And then I met everybody else. Somebody else that showed up out there, this dynamic woman, Barbara Cole. She was the co-sponsor of Proposition 187 in California, which, well, the voters voted for and the politicians did away with. That's playing your politics. We'll be right back.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
It's one of these days, folks, I'd really like to say what's on my mind, but you don't want to hear it. So I'm gonna do something positive here, okay? Because I'm still angry. You think I got it out of my system last week? You don't know me very well, do you? You know, what was I saying all of last week about people participating and getting out there and showing support for those that are doing? Gee, I think I'm going to fly to California, to L.A., to go see Jones's deal out there. I have no doubt he'll pack 1,000 people in to watch some movies. But we can't get Central Texans to drive 70 miles to go partake in something that's affecting them right here in this state. It's amazing to me. By the way, pay close attention to that, because Jones said that, and I'm not making fun of that. I'm just saying that he's probably going to have 1,000 people out there in L.A. Also, one of our own radio talk show hosts on this network is also going to be out there. Loose Change guy, Dylan Avery, is going to be out there. I guess Alex is doing a new film that hopefully you'll have to put together and done by then. And I'm sure it's going to be a bang-up. But my point is, I'm not knocking Alex here, but my point is that he put these tickets on sale last Friday. He's already sold 100 of them. That's 10% of the seating capacity out at that deal. And there's another 30 days to go. He could probably triple sell that thing out there. But my point is that he'll put 1,000 people in a theater or a hotel out there someplace in L.A. And you Central Texans here can't drive 70 miles to go show support for the caravan that was coming through through Texas here. And this is what I've been saying. You know, folks, I ad nauseum, I've been repeating this. Somebody got on me because I was running programming that they considered to be too negative last week. Well, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, and I'm not going to give false hope out there or false illusion. And when I say that, is I'm not going to say we got 50 million people when in fact we only got 5. Or I'm not going to tell you that I'm just not going to sugarcoat stuff. I'm going to shoot straight and direct to let you know exactly where we're at. And I'll tell you this, by any accounting, any which way that you look at it, we ain't got enough people. Now, if anybody's been paying attention out there, they have been moving rather rapidly. Porter Goss got caught with his Goss in the machine, and he had to go. Corruption, it's a standard fare. Standard fare out there. And his replacement is a guy that does not understand the Constitution, was with the NSA, National Security Agency. Now they want to put him, as being a four-star general, they want to plug him into the top notch of the CIA. That's exactly what we need at this point in time. All these people are conveniently not understanding the Constitution. That's because they have their own police state agenda that they want to plug in. You have any doubts about this? Well, I'll tell you what. Go up to www.whitehouse.gov/homeland/NSPI_implementation.pdf. Let me just give you the short skinny. This comes right off of their webpage, and what this is implementation plan for the national strategy for pandemic influenza. By the way, which one was it? They're coming out with a bird flu movie. I think it's ABC. That here's the scenario. 20 million people in this country are dead. You can't get the vaccinations. People are being herded around like cattle. They're dropping like flies. And more and more and more fear, 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 fear. Oh, boy. Over bird flu? Don't think so, folks. Well, and this is, like I said, this is the implementation plan for the national strategy for pandemic influenza. The Robert T. Stratford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act. The act also authorizes the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA to procure by condemnation or otherwise construct, lease, transport, store, maintain, renovate, or distribute materials and facilities for emergency preparedness. Emphasis added on that emergency preparedness. The term materials includes raw materials, supplies, medicine, equipment, component parts, people, no, that was my word, technical information and processes necessary for emergency preparedness. Now, that term, EP, let's call it, I didn't say ET, it's EP, we might as well be dealing with aliens from another planet, includes measures to be undertaken in preparation for the anticipated hazards during a hazard or following a hazard. An influenza pandemic would fit within the broad definition of hazard. They wanted to keep saying that over and over again. Hazard. All right. Now, the Insurrection Act of 10 U.S.C., I think this is, they're saying here, the president may, upon request of the state legislature or governor, when the legislature cannot be convened, send the armed forces as necessary to suppress an insurrection against state authority. Strapped down to the bottom of this paragraph for the juicy part, it says, this statutory authority is an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S.C. 1385, authorizing military to make arrests, conduct searches, and perform other traditional law enforcement functions. Warning! Warning, Will Robinson! Danger! Danger, Will Robinson! Are you getting this? Now, this is over a phony flu pandemic. They're just waiting in the wings to put the military on the streets. See, they haven't been able to do it any other way. And, by the way, going back to the Crawford deal this Saturday, there were people out there who are actually advocating putting our military, our U.S. military, as border security. Should I do the Will Robinson thing again? I don't do it very well. No, let's spare the listeners. There's an inherent flaw with that. I just said it. It's called Posse Comitatus. You do not want U.S. military enforcing U.S. law on our own soil. Danger, danger. Because they're going to have to be on this side of the border. They sure as heck ain't going to make an incursion into Mexico to protect the U.S. That would be an invasion of Mexico. Let's not forget the fact that we're being invaded by Mexico as we speak. But the point is, to put the U.S. military on our soil on this side of the border to protect the U.S. citizens from those evil Mexicans coming across the borders is in violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. What end of the camel do you want backing in first? Do you want the nose or do you want the butt end? It doesn't matter. Once you get it in there, it's there. Now, out of this little calamitous situation, bird flu pandemic is one reason to, and I'll repeat what they said. The statutory authority is an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S.C., 1385. Authorizing the military to make arrests, conduct searches, and perform other traditional law enforcement functions. Why do we need them? Why is it that we don't have our National Guard guarding each state from their home states, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California? Why don't we have the Guard from those states on our board? Oh, we have a little shortage of personnel. Yes, we're off fighting a war we shouldn't be fighting right now to protect Israel. I'm sorry, for the roadmap to their peace. That's not right either. No, it's profiteering. Oh, that's what it is. It's the Halliburtons and the Dick Cheneys of the world just making profit off of, well, maybe that's it too. Well, I don't know. It could be a consortium of all those different little problems. We could sit here and argue until the little cows come home to pasture in the pastures. But here's the bottom line, folks. It is a dangerous situation that we're involved in. Our state guards, our National Guard, should be standing duty right now on our borders. And I caution, and I talked to people until I was blue in the face, and they didn't quite get it up there. You want to know why the people in Crawford, Texas, didn't understand what I was talking about? Because they don't understand the Constitution, they don't understand the law, and they're not educated like you people are. That's why it was important for you people down here in Central Texas, and I'm just talking to a small part of this listening audience. But I'm admonishing you, because you know what the heck's going on. You people are walking frickin' dictionaries. You people just hit your play button, and you can just about tell anybody what anybody talks about on these low powers down here. You know the subject matter well. Were you up there? Yeah. And I didn't want to waste the time or be a disruptive influence up there talking to people, but I just got a flavor of what their backgrounds were. And there was a lot of slogan droppers up there. I had one. She was with the Minuteman Caravan Project, I guess, and she had this nice little boonie hat on and had her little tactical vest, hunting vest on, whatever that thing was. And she said, Al Jazeera is here, you know, as if that was a dirty word. Al Jazeera Network was out there. Well, so was the 700 Club. And, don't expect too much out of that one. But Al Jazeera, and I said to the girl, I said, wait a minute. I said, Al Jazeera is not a CIA setup. Oh, well, you're entitled to your own opinion. She just walked off. So I kind of quietly yelled after her, go stick it in your ear. They're slogan dropping. Don't know anything. They're there on a political basis, and it's all politics. And when the spoon stops feeding them, they'll drop right back into this political paradigm. Well, we got to vote for the person that gives the best speech and makes the best promises, and, well, we already know what we got off the last regime, so now it's time to switch sides. They're all the same. That's the problem with this. That these people up there didn't even know what the heck they were dealing with. But they were there supporting something, and that was good. Okay? That was great. I appreciated that very much. But where were you people from Central Texas? Huh? Where were you? Where were you? I counted 10 faces up there. Maybe somebody that was there from Central Texas can tell me there was a couple more. I bet they're not going to be calling into the show today. And I'm damn glad of it. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Pittsburgh Tribune Review, they got it right. Dimitri, and I think this guy's name is Villaceros. I think that was even correct. Been nice knowing you, America. He writes, will the next generation of U.S. citizens consider themselves Americans or post-Americans? Question mark. Better still, why wouldn't they consider themselves post-Americans, considering how quickly this republic... Oh, he didn't say democracy. There's another feather in his cap. How quickly this republic is unraveling. Is it too late to ask rhetorical questions? Post-Americanism is the state of having moved beyond the loyalty to the U.S., according to Mark Kerkorian, executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mr. Kerkorian believes he coined post-American. Somebody from whom the interests of the U.S. are not paramount and no longer feels greater loyalty to his fellow Americans. They have become cosmopolitans, he says. Blame the defenseless borders with Mexico and the 11 million plus illegals who didn't have to swear allegiance to America. The White House and Wall Street demanding illegals get rubber-stamped citizenship, allowing them to access government programs, school districts allowing them to vote, teachers using patriotism and jingoism interchangeably, forcing callers to push one to hear messages in English, allowing foreign companies from hostile nations control of vital American ports, and that's just since January. The elites in Washington, D.C., New York City, and the United Nations seem to have plotted a journey to lead America into the New World Order, where a cosmopolitan, global citizen is no more connected to his country than a sociopath to his fellow man. Take Strobe Talbert, and the sooner the better, he puts in parentheses. Mr. Talbert, Brookings Institution president, old hand at the State Department, and former editor at Time magazine, was preparing America for its inevitable irrelevance with his The Birth of a Global Nation in 1992. He said, nationhood, as we know it, will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority, a phrase briefly fashionable in the mid-20th century, citizen of the world, will have assumed real meaning by the end of the 21st century. All countries are basically social arrangements, accommodations to changing circumstances. The founding fathers risked death for a social arrangement? Question mark. This America thing was quite a concept. It had a nice run, certainly longer than anyone in 1776 could have predicted. Self-evident truths about equality and whatnot, God-given rights, slaves eventually emancipated, great batting averages in wars, cures or pills for most illnesses known to man, the Super Bowl, walking on the moon, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, the mothers of exiles lifting her lamp beside the golden door, not bad in a little more than two centuries. Not quite the staying power of Rome, but certainly better hygiene. Been nice knowing you, America. Remind the last cosmopolitan to turn off Lady Liberty's lamp before the nowhere man gets jets to Geneva, since America's defenseless borders make the Statue of Liberty a quaint redundancy and this nation almost unrecognizable. Younger people probably are more likely to be post-Americans, given how bad the public education system is, Mr. Kerkorian says. It would be surprising to find more than a handful of elites in education being patriotic Americans instead of post-Americans. A lot of people sense what is going on, but it has not been clearly expressed and classified yet, Kerkorian says. Right on, Dimitri. Even managed to slip in the New World Order in that article. And that's out of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Pretty big newspaper, folks. Not what you'll read in your Austin Un-American Statesman, I am sure. How much time do we have here to break? About 2.5 minutes. I want to tell you folks about something. I'm going to bring Jeff Bennett on for a couple minutes because he has something important to tell you folks out there. But I'm going to tell you something after that that's going to save you some money. Gas mileage. No. And it's not even a product we're selling, folks. I'm going to tell you where to get the product. It's on your shelves, not your supermarket shelves, and unless it's one of these HEB Plus that I don't know about down here. The mega superstores, the grocery stores that used to peddle meats and breads and vegetables and stuff are now selling everything under the sun. Box store against box store. It's the competitive fun of the corporate world. Fun to watch, not any fun being a part of. But at any rate, I'm going to tell you about something that's going to cost you between $5 or $6 that is going to improve your gas mileage. And I'll say it again, we're not selling it, okay? We're not adding on any profit to it or anything else. This is something that you can do on your own, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to do it. You tired of the stuff at the pumps? Well, we've been trying to help you out with that deal. We do have the fuel mule out there. It's proven technology. It does work. But we're going to boost that. If you own a fuel mule, great. This is going to even increase your mileage even further. What the fuel mule does, by the way, before we go to break here, what the fuel mule does is aligns the atoms and all that stuff at atomic level and subatomic level. It gets it in there so you have more complete combustion. Now, along with that, we're going to augment it with something else that makes emissions. And I swear, folks, I did this myself. I put it in my Harley Davidson. Okay? I'll tell you more about it. It didn't like it for the first 5 minutes, and then I figured out why. Because the acetone that I put in the gas tank absorbed the water and it ran it through the carburetor. Once that water was gone, it never ran better. It never ran better when it was brand new. We'll tell you more about it after we speak to Jeff Bennett with his important message right after this. Stay tuned. We'll save you some bucks.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. We are back. Jeffrey Bennett, Republic Trading Group, calling Mr. Bennett. Hey, how are you?
I'm busy. It's been an interesting day. It's Monday, beginning of a new week, whatever the case may happen to be. Just dealing with a lot of paperwork, a lot of clients' needs on various different things. And, talking with our importers I late last week, and I kind of got on their case a little bit, and I need to explain this very quickly before I share with you what we've got cooking this week. I've gotten a little frustrated because 5, 6, 7 years ago, I had a much wider array of a variation of products available, whether it was Italians or Germans or Prussians or Russians or, 6 or 8 different varieties of French pieces. We're not finding it available as much anymore, and I'm saying, why? Well, basically, the Europeans aren't willing to give up a lot of their gold, not at any price, and it's what's making certain types of gold coins more and more difficult to get. And so I realize we come on the air a fair amount talking about British sovereigns, and to me, I guess I get a little bored, I get a little bit mundane, but then I got to sit back and think and say, why? We're not buying it because of what it is. We're buying it because it's gold. Not because of what country a coin was stamped in or whatever, but I have to continue to go back over the same thing I've covered time and time and time again, John. A British sovereign is the singular most recognizable gold coin anywhere in the world. Think back to the old James Bond movie from yep. Russia with Love, and James Bond's given a whole belt full of gold sovereigns. We know that
And what do they still put in the pilot survival kits to
exactly.
this day?
Yeah. Not just the British military officers, but those sovereigns also go in the U.S. Air Force pilots. Survival kits.
Ironic.
In their
yeah.
shutdown. Interestingly enough, Russian spies, Chinese spies, Middle Eastern spies from all over the world, that is their coin of choice, the gold sovereign, because it is so instantly recognizable everywhere in the world. So late last week, we made another fairly good-sized commitment to our importer. We locked in a group of sovereigns, and it's not an unlimited supply at this price. I suspect when we go back to the drawing board, we're going to have to pay a higher price. But it's a great mix that'll pretty much fit everybody's needs at all economic levels, John. If gold is something that they want to add to their own portfolio, and by the way, in the aftermarkets right now, gold is currently sitting at $679.40, with silver at just over $14 an ounce, platinum just shy of $1,200.
Well, Jeff, hold on.
Yeah,
it might be too expensive for people to buy.
Nah, never too expensive.
You know what? You and I were talking earlier, and you had said that to me, and not too long after you made that statement, you know, maybe people are waiting for the price to come back down. Don't hold your breath. And you have gotten those phone calls. People have actually gotten angry with you because you told them to buy it last year.
Exactly.
And now it's $670-some. And what are you supposed to tell these people? You know, I mean, I told you so. You know,
well, that's it. I did a calculation for a lady this morning, and who made a purchase of some of the sovereigns, and I went back to the middle of October was the closest one I could find on a quick situation, just to take a look at what these things were selling for in mid October, and if I could find this thing quickly. Quite interesting because, gold sovereigns never fails. I'm not going to find it right now. Obviously, considerably less than what they're going for today. And, in fact, here it is right here. Give me a second here. Spot gold back then, $466.60. Well, wait a minute. October the 4th, my anniversary, 35th anniversary. Spot gold, John, was $466.60. November, December, January, February, March, April, we're now into May. We are less than 7 months later. Gold is up over $200 higher an ounce. And people are saying, gee, I should have bought then. Except that you see, back then they weren't yet convinced that it was going to keep going up and up. Somehow, Herr Bush and his minions have continued to let these people believe that this is a robust economy, which we certainly know it is not. I take a look at quarter-ounce gold eagles right now, running at around $195 a piece for a quarter-ounce gold piece. Why would they do that? They can come to us, and for as little as $177, they're buying a quarter-ounce gold piece. Those smaller quantity purchases run a little bit higher at $183. But we try to give some breaks as we go along down the line. Somebody is looking to buy nothing more than a simple 8-pack. They're going to pay $183 a coin. People buying a half a roll, that's 20 coins or more, the price is going to drop $2 a coin, John. We're working darn hard to give the greatest value we can given the circumstances we're facing. 40 coins or more, the price drops to $179 a coin. And for 100 coins or more, it's $177. So,
You know, Jeff,
what are you going to do, wait 6-7 more months to see what happens then?
Maybe you ought to try when you do your interviews. You do interviews with various talk show hosts on this network.
Yes.
Maybe you should include Jesus Christ in your gold spiel like Swiss America does.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
I know you don't want to do that. You know, and I just had at it with one of the entities. I don't want to give out too much information because I don't want to embarrass anybody. But I said, why would you want to send somebody someplace to spend 40% markup on something when you can come to us and spend 10% or maybe even less, depending on what quantity you're buying?
Absolutely. And that's the reality.
Yeah. You don't get up there and I find this, because I reminded the people I was talking to, I said, remember when Jesus Christ lost his cool, which he never did that often. He was a man of peace. What was the one time that he really got his dander up and he physically started throwing people around. That was the money changers,
that's
the very
right.
same people I'm talking
about. The bankers, folks.
Money changers, well, the bankers and the people that used to shave, you know, off of the coins and do whatever, any
that's
debauchery
right.
they could to the currency. Jesus physically threw these people out of the temple. Now, I said to him, I said, isn't this kind of reminiscent of today where you got somebody coming up and talking about Jesus Christ and this, that, and the other, all the while they're stabbing you in the back by taking 40% out of your hide?
Yeah, it's very much an honest comparison. I'm looking at the Republic Trading Group website, John, and if people would just go there, those who have Internet access, and take a look at some of the columns, but I'm going to share several of the headlines that are up there. Dollars on sale, 30% off. The dollar was once the almighty dollar. It became the world reserve currency. Every investor and government wanted dollars over all other currencies. Those were the glory days for the economy. But now, because the United States is running this massive trade deficit for so long and it's so large that those glory days are nearing an end, it may be time to sell your dollars before the upcoming 30% off sale. Another headline, how does a currency collapse? Oh, and the U.S. dollar? A nation of billionaires who can't afford to buy anything. The Treasury is expected to drop on concerns of signs of inflation to curb auction bidding. Dollar weakens on deficit fears. We're not making this stuff up. We're bringing headlines to people, John, from around the world.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Dollar pressures continue. These are the reasons we want gold. We're not necessarily buying it to quote, make a killing and make a big fat profit. If a little bit of profit comes along with a deal, it's okay. But it's the day-to-day economics in this country are making it more and more and more difficult for people to survive. Silver, certainly don't discount things like silver, but right now I specifically want to talk about gold. Robbie and I may do some discussion about silver tomorrow. We'll be up on Rick's program later in the week, Rick Adams' show. And we're trying to watch this stuff very carefully. We're doing things over the last 3-4 weeks at Republic Trading Group that we've never done before. We are actually, instead of writing each order as we get them and then going ahead and make the purchase, we're actually purchasing product ahead, trying to hold a price variation down for our clients. And although almost every other company in the country, if they were able to buy coins at $20 an ounce ago spot, so to speak, they'll say, well, we've got the legitimate right to charge today's rates. And, of course, they're bumping up their profit. We're not doing that. Once we make a commitment to our supplier, our importer, whether it's gold, whether it's silver, we will sell that product at that advertised price until it's gone. Then we go back and make a purchase at the new level.
Yeah.
So we're still just trying to save people money, get the greatest value in their hands if possible. Robbie and I are around for very, very long hours of the day. Republic Trading Group is here. I'll tell you, come the weekends, John, I'm almost wiped out. I'm almost thankful that people have finally realized that we're not here 24 hours a day. Can't possibly be. We're human beings.
No, I understand. And business hours, I mean, you'll take calls up until 10 o'clock at night.
For the most part, I will,
yeah.
John. I'm here fairly late hours. It's real difficult. You are, of course, in Central Time. I'm in the Pacific Time Zone, which means if I've got people calling here at 5:45 in the morning, it's 7:45 their time.
Right.
But you know what? Don't worry about it. Make the call, 1-800-691-7898. Take advantage of this offering if you're so inclined to do so. If you have some other thoughts in mind as far as gold, silver ownership, certainly discuss it with us, and we'll help you lay out the program and the plan that's right for you. Junk silver, silver rounds, sovereign, certainly we get St. Gaudens, $5, $10, and $20 liberties, both in certified and in raw condition. There are some French pieces. Occasionally, the Swiss are just not letting go of their stuff, which is really interesting to me. We've not been able to get Swiss gold for quite some months.
Well, that's because the people over in Switzerland are buying their own stuff.
That's right, they are. And they're saying, wait a minute, we don't want some importer from America coming over here spending dollars. We don't want their dollars.
Right.
And that is very problematic. We're running into this more and more. We spoke last week about the fact that Korea, Japan, and China are meeting in very intense discussions to create an Asian currency modeled after the euro. And how much more of this can America take? We're teetering on the edge of Lord knows what Mr. Bush has in mind as far as Iran is concerned. There's so much shaking and moving and dicing around with people within the administration, whether it's CIA director or, you know, Snow is in and this guy's out, and there's an awful lot of rats leaving that sinking ship back there in D.C.
Well, they're just changing the face of government to make it more plausible and believable. They're getting rid of the old liars to install the new liars.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. And so even if they got rid of Rumsfeld, something else would happen. I don't think Rumsfeld will leave on his own. I think Rumsfeld, if he leaves office, it will only be because he drops dead.
Well, no, either that or Mr. Bush's tenure ends in the White House.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And that's, but we still, unfortunately, what do we got? Another 2.5 years of that left?
Well, we have 1,000 days.
Ugh.
Yeah. And when I heard that, I thought, 1,000 days? Where have I heard that before?
Yeah, boy, isn't it true? I wonder if Hillary could arrange a trip down to Dealey Plaza. And I'm sure she'll do that if she gets in. Never mind. That's
no, down there in Dallas, they don't like piano-legged women. Now, knock it off.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
Okay, Jeff, that deal again you got?
It's the British Sovereign. We can certainly set these up in small quantity versus large quantity purchases. You can get into these for, where'd my sheet go? It laid down. It got legs. It disappeared. Bear with me. That's the problem when I don't sit still when I'm on the air. I move around with things and I set them down and forget about them. My apologies to everybody. The British Sovereigns, an 8-pack at 183 per coin. That comes out to $14.64. Don't forget the shipping and the handling is $15 per order on our gold. You can get a half a roll. The price drops to $181 a coin. A full roll of 40 coins at $179 per coin. Or the full 100-piece mega pack at $177 a coin. If you're looking for gold, you're looking for a lot of it or a small amount, the Sovereign is a great way to go. Don't turn it away. Give us a call, 1-800-691-7898.
And, Jeff, my apologies. Send my apologies to Swiss America.
Oh, there's an awful lot of holes in their story. No, never mind. I'll see you another time.
Okay, Jeff.
Yep, bye.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I hear something and it just strikes me as what did that person just say? You know, it's like the Judeo-Christian selling Israel. It's like, excuse me? Start talking about before Jeff came up, something that you can add to your fuel tank. You know, we keep hearing the horror stories. You know, we go into Iran. Oil is going to hit $100. Well, why? Because we're not buying any oil from Iran. What supply interruptus is this going to make to the U.S.? Well, it's going to put pressure on the oil markets out there. And yeah. And on and on and on and on it goes. People have been talking about this for 4 decades now. I mean, literally, folks, 4 decades. The same rhetoric, I swear. I was watching some archived news footage from back in the 70s. Remember when we had our last oil embargo, which was manufactured and phony? Exact same verbiage that is coming out of the politics face, the Congress critters' faces, as it was back in the 70s. I mean, why? Just go back and get some archived footage. I mean, don't waste your time just conjuring up this rhetoric that you said back in the 70s. Let your predecessors say it. I mean, they said it 4 decades ago. I mean, why waste your time? Same thing. Oh, well, we've got to reduce consumption. Oh, yes. Okay, let me see. We started to reduce. Oh, we have vehicles on the road now that are getting better gas mileage. We've done all that. We've done all that. Now we're waiting to not get gored with a pump handle at the pump. Well, there's some individuals that came forth that put this out. And if you want to look this up and read it yourself, pureenergysystems.com. Acetone in fuel said to increase mileage. Readily available, this chemical added to the gas tank in small proportions. Let me underscore small proportion. Improves the fuel's ability to vaporize completely by reducing the surface tension that inhibits vaporization of some fuel droplets. The whole thing, and it's true, fuel-injected engines do get better gas mileage because this stuff is carefully metered going into the cylinders. It used to be we had this big hunk of metal sitting on top of your engine block, and then that ran down into little runners that individually fed each combustion chamber. Well, when gas is cheap, folks, you know, 35, 40 cents a gallon, nobody cared. Because you didn't care if you were getting gas mileage that was, you know, that great. Why should you when gas is going for 30, 40 cents a gallon? Well, now it's 10 times that amount. And people are scrambling right now to try to figure out ways to get better gas mileage out of the existing engines. And ironically, right before the program today, I had somebody call me up to try to get me to get a multi-level marketing product on the network. And I said, you know, the only problem with you multi-level marketing boys is by the time the product hits the end user, or who it's originally intended for, there's too many fingers in the pie, and it makes the cost prohibitive. I said, what are you selling your quarts of whatever it is, your magic stuff? Oh, it's $32 a quart. I said, I'll tell you what, this product works better, and it'll cost you about $5 a quart. I'll tell you more about it on the other side.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Next hour, I'll get into nominee Hayden. This guy doesn't know a constitution from a roll of toilet paper, and he's not shy about telling you his ignorance. Why shouldn't Iran have nuclear weapons? Israel has American warheads ready to fire. Common Dreams News Center. Get into that also in the next hour. But I want to tell you folks about this. And I know people are hurting out there, okay? And it's really, If for nothing else, it any time that you can strike back at these clowns, because they have us. Folks, you're only a tank full away out there in your cars and trucks from not going anywhere. And they know that. That's why they can get away with what they do at the pump. Now, this was put together by Louis LaPointe, and it was adapted by Sterling D. Allen and Mary Sue Halliburton. I wonder if there's any connection. Now, acetone is a product that can be purchased inexpensively in most locations around the world, such as in common hardware, auto parts, or drugstores. Added to the fuel tank in tiny amounts, I emphasize tiny amounts, acetone aids in the vaporization of gasoline or diesel, increasing fuel efficiency, engine longevity, and performance, as well as reducing hydrocarbon emissions. Now, on the thing of hydrocarbon emissions, I put this, I'm gutsy, I put this in my Harley-Davidson Sportster. Now, Harley-Davidson Sportsters are the only bikes that Harley-Davidson makes that has an enricher knob on it. They're cold-hearted little beast, they are, and they decided the best way to overcome hard starting was to dump more fuel into the combustion chamber. Well, you might say, well, that's nothing more than a choke. Well, it's a little bit more than a choke. I mean, it actually dumps fuel in there like you wouldn't believe. And if you crack the throttle too quickly, you foul out the plugs. I mean, Harley-Davidson dealerships around the country are notorious for people to take their Sportsters in. If they take them in for service, the guys come out in the parking lot, pull that enricher knob, crank it up all the way, run the bike in there. It's cold as all get out. All they've done is fouled your plugs out. And it never fails. Every time I go in there for regularly scheduled service maintenance to keep up the warranty on the engine, what do? They foul out the plugs. They got to roll it back in, pull the plugs out, clean them, put them back in. I start the bike up. It runs fine. Well, I did the ratio, and you only use 1 ounce to 10 gallons. So in a 2 gallon tank, you can figure out how much that is. Well, when I first put it in there, it didn't like it at all. It was coughing. It was balking. I thought, uh-oh. I just did something wrong. Well, what I didn't realize, what it was doing, because the petcocks are on the bottom of the tank, right? It's gravity feed, folks. There's not a pump in there. It actually gravity feeds into the carburetor. It doesn't have a fuel pump like your car does. There's no pressure there. So what it did was sucked up the water in the engine, or in the bottom of the gas tank, ran that through the engine. Once that went through, man, that thing, it ran better than it did when it was brand new. I'm not joking. And how I noticed that it reduces the emissions is anybody that's seen me on my bike here in Central Texas knows that I like chrome. Well, there's a lot of chrome on that bike. I could wash that puppy, ride it for 2 hours, and what you'd see is the hydrocarbons, the unburned fuel, all over the chrome. It's really a pain. Don't kill it all the way, producer. Let me hear it so I know when it ends. See, I do this from memory. You know, a note hits and I go, oh, I got 10 seconds. At any rate, what I did was I put that acetone in there, rode it around for about 3 hours. Guess what? The chrome's still clean. So much for the hydrocarbons, the unburned stuff there. At any rate, I'll tell you more about this on the other side. And again, folks, I'm not pushing a product. This is not the network selling it, not somebody that walked in here with a magic bag of snake oil stuff. No, this is stuff that you have to go out and do yourself. I'm just going to tell you about it so you can take advantage of it. See, here at this network, we try to help people. Multi-level marketing. Man, I've had it up to my eyeballs of these folks. Hour two coming up right after this.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.